Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Shots near Trump. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Mr. Trump is not hurt. Shots were fired at his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, after the Secret Service says an agent was scouting the next hole that the former president was going to play and saw the barrel of a gun sticking out of the bushes. A man's in custody. No word who he is. After shots were fired, says ABC's Jack Dante,
a bystander spots an individual coming out of the tree line. They get into a black Nissan vehicle and they speed off. That person had the presence of mind to take a photo, take a picture of this individual and their vehicle, most importantly, because that had on it the person's license plate.
The sheriff's office was alerted. Deputies stopped the car. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Law enforcement is saying the suspect was 300 to 500 yards away from the former president.
The Secret Service says it doesn't know if the man got off any shots or if all the bullets came from their agents. This is ABC News. A consideration related to today's shots fired at President Trump's Florida golf course from ABC's Jonathan Carl.
The president's been playing golf for a long, long time. President Barack Obama, who I covered before covering Donald Trump, would often play on military golf courses, obviously much easier to secure. This one, which is a regular for Donald Trump, it's the golf course that he usually plays at when he is down at Mar-a-Lago, not far from Mar-a-Lago, is in a relatively populated area, and the road gets very close.
As the school year kicks off, a local partnership between a Denver and Nordstrom store and the nonprofit Shoes That Fit outfitted hundreds of kids at Denver's Monroe Elementary School this week.
When I get to see all these little kids, with big smiles, I mean, who's not going to walk away with being happy and excited that you were able to give back?
Angel Lopez, the store manager. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, brought to you by these local sponsors like Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the handmade, homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. It's a 132 Marcus Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Man, Rocker, a tomato pie right now. Sounds delicious. Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com.
Hey, I'll tell you, Rob, thank you. We have some great music coming up tonight. Let me just tell you, as I shift my papers around. It's all about the People Brothers Band. Well, hey, the People Brothers Band, you know, they're going to be playing at Wise Fest coming up October 3rd through the 5th at the Kettle Moraine Ranch in Eagle, Wisconsin.
Did you see that list, Rocker, of all the bands that are at Wise Fest this year?
You know, I put some highlights down, Rob.
Yeah.
People Brothers Band, of course, but Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, The Magic Conch, Sam Ness, mm-hmm. Charlie Boy, Old Soul Society, Seesaw, and Jim Mill Hollow. They're all bands that I regularly hear here on Max Inc. Radio.
And Wise Jennings.
Yeah, and Wise Fest, right? Yeah,
right.
Wise Jennings.
Them too. Oh, wow. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have to get the... do we have a van? We need a van. All right, Rocker, first get the Max Inc. van out. And then we got to get out there.
Man, Rob, we need a bus.
We need a bus. That's even better. We can sell seats. This whole thing's starting to come together tonight.
It's coming together. Well, hey, let's listen to some People Brothers Band. This is The Lunge. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So let's love. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Double dip of the People Brothers Band, powered by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's East Side, making quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try the exclusive creations by the brewers, plus sample local snacks and the live music. It's carbon4.com.
Rob, we have lots of good stuff coming up tonight, and we welcome our listeners at WFHR 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE AM 1450 in Richland Center, out there in the center.
Right in the center.
WLAK 107.5 FM up in Emory, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are Max Inc. Radio. We come to you every Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. You can call us 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Or get the Civic Media app. You can listen to us anywhere. Stream from a website as well. But, you know, from the app, you can send a text, Rob. We love getting texts.
Yeah, you get text. You can call. There's, like, all these buttons down there. That app does everything, man.
Like I said, 6 p.m. to midnight, and coming up at 10 p.m. tonight, Indy 45 with Shane Christopher Neal, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
He's so handsome.
And in a few minutes, we have Madison Foodie Facebook group creator Dan Spiffy Newman in the studio with us. And then later on, we'll be talking to Brattoberfest music programmer Michael Alexander. You know, he books Bratfest.
Oh, yes.
And so this is kind of like the Bratfest 2 in the fall. The freezing Bratfest.
The cold brat.
And then Live in the Lair with Tom Castle. He'll be talking to us about the stories, the sea shanties. He's a sailing ship captain.
I'm so excited about this. Like, we off air, we've been talking about all the stories. This guy's got to write a book. I can't wait to ask him some questions. And pirates.
Pirates.
The great pirates of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I want to hear about that stuff. Hey, let's get back to music here on Max Inc. Radio. Work, they are playing September 22nd, the Flipside Festival in South Milwaukee. October 5th, Funktoberfest in Winona, Minnesota. The Ope Brewery in West Allis, October 18th. The 19th, Appleton Music Factory in Appleton. And the Majestic Theater in Madison with Armchair Boogie, October 25th. The 18th and 19th, those are CD release parties.
Oh, no.
Let's get to some work. This is Ignition. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
horses run, heading into the mountains underneath the setting sun. Came into a town by the name of Buford's Bluff. Be out of there by sundown, cause it gets pretty rough. Cause it's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. When the sun goes down, the ghosts come out to play underneath the moon. A little after midnight, head down to the old saloon. Well, they reenact a crime which happened 100 years ago. A stranger killed a dozen men for a pocket full of gold. In the ghost town, it's a ghost town. In the ghost town, ghost town. It's gonna be a rough time in a ghost town tonight. You better stay away, you're getting awful fright. From the ghost of Mr. Pete, the good one-eyed Jack, the speed of the 49 is still mining out and back. Stay away from town, it's not a place for mortal men. When the morning sun comes beating down, he'll be dead from a specter's hand. In the ghost town,
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
time for sad, sad songs.
McCurdy, this is Max Inc. Radio. More local music across the great state of Wisconsin. After this, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts. Hey, Rob, you know, I wanted to mention we played some Bony Fingers before.
Oh, yes, right?
And they're going to be at Maddie's in Waukesha September 27th. And then we played some Pat McCurdy.
Yes.
And Pat McCurdy is going to be at Louis Fest in Conemaugh on September 20th. And then November 2nd in Eau Claire at the Plus. So I wanted to let people know about those things happening. That's why we play this music, so that you have heard music before you go to the club, you know. It stops from getting in your way. Now you've heard who they are.
Exactly, right?
Go support
local
music.
No excuses now.
Right. Hey, we have Dan Spiffy Newman in the studio. Dan Spiffy Newman, he wears many hats. He's a self-employed musician, a music minister, and he commutes to Milwaukee every Sunday to play organ at the Greater Mount Sinai Church as the music director. But Spiffy has a side gig. He's created the Facebook group Madison Foodie, and it currently boasts 55,000 members.
And that's the side gig.
That's the side gig, right? Photos of food from local Madison restaurants fuel the reviews, comments, debates, and brouhaha that have made the page explode with popularity. Here in the studio to tell us about Madison Foodie and his music is founder Dan Spiffy Newman. Dan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I first met Spiffy over at Atwood Fest, right?
And actually, no.
Oh.
I was going to see if you remembered this.
Oh.
Here we go.
I met you in the 90s when I was a teenage musician.
Wow.
And you were going to be starting your Maximum Inc. thing, and you told me about it, and you pitched it to me. I was like a kid musician, like a...
Really?
I don't want to oversell myself and say child prodigy, but like, you know, and you had pitched it to me because you wanted me to like be a part of it in some way. And I didn't really understand like how I could have been a part of it or how it could have helped me. Looking back, I wish I would have like been a part of it with you and at least wow. done an article or something. But I specifically remember, I think it maybe was at the Madison Blues Fest or something like that, because I was in a music program called Arts Art Prevention, and then my dad was really active in the Madison Blues Society. But wow. I specifically remember when you were pitching the beginning, like the early days of the magazine.
Wow. Yeah, that must have been, you know, 1996.
Yeah, I would have been like 13, 14 years old.
Wow. Well, yeah, we go way back. Madison, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, recently you played at Woodfest. You played with the Funky JBs.
Oh,
you were playing guitar. He was up there playing guitar, and all of a sudden, it really caught me when you played the guitar solo from Purple Rain.
Oh.
And they play, the Funky JBs play Purple Rain because, of course, you know, Prince helped Clyde Stubblefield out with his medical bills, and they pay a tribute to that. But that was just an amazing guitar solo. I wanted to tell you that. It brought tears to my eyes, literally. But then you came backstage. And you were hanging in at our food tent at Mama Rocker's Band Bistro. You posted these photos on Madison Foodie, and it blew up. People were like, I got so many messages and people who saw that, and it really introduced me to Madison Foodie.
Can I interrupt you again?
Yes.
Because that's not the first time I've played Atwood Fest, and every single time I've played Atwood Fest, and I told you this, and I put this in the post, but I'll say it again on the air. Atwood Fest has the best hospitality for musicians wherever you go. I don't care who you are. And the great thing about Atwood Fest is everybody from the opening band to the headliner to the people that are just volunteering, helping out, everybody gets great hospitality. They get great food. They get great snacks. They get great beverages. They get great swag. They get treated like, you know, like Atwood Fest is grateful to have them there.
Yes.
And I've toured all over the world, and I've done festival gigs in this country and others where I've been with the opening band, I've been with the headliner, I've been with a big name, I've been with nobody. And my biggest pet peeve is when musicians get treated like the help.
Mm, yes.
Because I can be there with a headliner, and they'll just be like, here's your cheese sandwich, now get out. Yeah. You know, it's real. And Atwood Fest is, you know, I don't know if it's fair to call it a small neighborhood festival anymore. It's definitely substantial, but it's you know, it's not Summerfest. For what it is, it has the best hospitality, and it has the best hospitality for than festivals much, much larger. And I know that is specifically because of you and your mother. So thank you on behalf of musicians everywhere, Rocker, for making sure that musicians are taken care of and musicians are appreciated.
And, you know, that's true. We try and set the bar. I think, you know, everybody should be like this, but that you're absolutely right. We started it out taking care of the musicians, and that's what was really near and dear to my mother's heart and still is. Well, hey, before we hear more about Madison Foodie, tell us a little bit of your backstory. We heard a little bit. Who is Dan Spiffy Newman?
I mean, I'm definitely a musician at heart. That comes first. I, you know, started with the tennis racket and the ukulele and then the guitar and then jumping on the piano, and then I discovered the organ. And I always wanted to do music for a living, and I've done it for a living now for, you know, my entire life and part of my childhood, and it hasn't always been easy. And I've been privileged to be in some big places and some small places, and it's not that different at the end of the day, you know, going and playing at Atwood Fest and playing at, you know, Cafe Coda or one of the other great local venues we have around here is, you know, is not that different from, you know, going out to LA or playing around there or places in Europe. And it's just, you know, when this gig's done, you got to try to make money for the next gig, and that's the great lesson that I learned, is that it's all pretty much the same at the end of the day. So I'm just a musician that plays music wherever I can. I love gospel music, and I grew up in church, so a big part of what I do is music in church. But then I also, like you mentioned, Clyde Stubblefield was, you know, I'm honored to have considered him a friend because he's a true legend. A true Wisconsin legend, a true music legend, and so, you know, love funk music, and have had my hand in plenty of other genres. I'm also just kind of a bit of an eclectic nerd when it comes to other stuff. I've worked in the ceiling fan and lighting industry. You name it, I've probably done it, and it's all been chasing my passions and chasing my interests. But it's also been because sometimes you can't make a living from music alone. You always got to do other stuff. And so
no,
I always
know it.
Everybody knows it. And so, like, it's always been, okay, I want to do music. What can I do while I'm doing music? And what can I do that I'm also passionate about? And I've tried to chase, you know, all of my passions into careers or at least part-time jobs.
Now, to switch gears a little bit, I remember back in the beginning of the pandemic, You were one of the first people that I saw that had got sick. They had gotten an illness, and it wasn't just, it got kind of bad.
Yeah, I was on life support for 2 weeks. Tell us about that. Absolutely, yeah. I was one of the first people in Wisconsin who was considered young and healthy to get a severe case of COVID. I got turned away from the hospital 3 times because they said, well, you're under 40, you don't have any pre-existing conditions, you'll be fine. I ended up on life support for 2 weeks and ended up disabled, and hopefully not permanently disabled. I'm still actively working on my recovery and working on getting better, but there's still a lot people don't know about COVID, and that definitely shifted gears for me as a musician, because before then I was touring pretty regularly, and I was, you know, not doing as much around here, and it just was fortuitous that the year before the pandemic I'd taken this full-time job doing music at a church. And so that has kept me and sustained me. And I'm gradually getting back out there and doing some gigging. I did a lot of wedding bands last summer. This summer I'm doing stuff with, you know, the Funky JBs and a few other, you know, bands around here like we talked about. Actually, they want me to go back on the road this fall, go back out to Los Angeles and do some stuff. And I'm trying to work myself up into physically being ready for it. It'll be my first time doing that since getting sick, and I don't know if my body's up for it, but we'll find out.
Well, now tell us about Madison Foodie, the Facebook group. Why did you start this Facebook group, and what has it become?
So it's all kind of tied together, because when I used to tour, I was one of those guys who always wanted to try to eat what the locals ate. You know, I'd go down to New Orleans. Yeah. Where's your favorite place? Gene's Po' Boy? Okay, we're going there.
Yeah.
You know, L.A., where do you go for lunch? You go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles? Okay, we're going.
Yeah. Like,
I hated being on tour and everybody wanted to eat McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to eat Chick-fil-A or KFC or whatever. I remember being on tour in Europe and they were looking for McDonald's. And I'm like, we're in Italy. Can we please? And so,
get a McPita.
Yeah. So when I took the job in Milwaukee, you mentioned the church I work for in Milwaukee, which isn't that far. I don't know if I really, I guess technically it is a commute, but I was in Milwaukee and I was saying, well, I want to try some things I can't get in Madison. I want to see what there is out there. And there were some Milwaukee Facebook groups, Milwaukee Foodie and a few others that had some really great recommendations. And I started to use those every time I would go to Milwaukee for church. I'd say, where am I going to stop after church? Well, let me check on Facebook and see what people are talking about and see what people are recommending. And then I said, well, why doesn't Madison have something like this? And I looked, and we had several smaller ones, but none that were really successful. And I'm like, well, I've been doing social media for my music and everything else for as long as social media has existed. Like, I know how to make a successful Facebook group. That's, you know, I like, there's certain things, you know, because you're also a self-promoter with your magazine and your radio show and everything else. There's certain things that you have to do to be effective in terms of, you know, getting numbers and getting people, and you know, it's not just starting a page and then, oh, the people are going to come. And so, and since I had some experience in that area, I said, well, okay, let's do this for Madison. But even I am surprised at just how quickly, I'd say it'd been around for a few years and it wasn't doing much and I was just staying consistent with it. But then in the past year or so, it's just really grown exponentially.
Well, you know, and you're very active. I mean, how many times are you on it? You're like on all day?
Not all day, for sure. I try to, I mean, at the very least, I change the cover photo once a day. So there'll be at least that post from me once a day. And there was a while when the group was what needed my engagement where I was posting once a day easily. Because, again, that's one of the things you got to do. Just like I do with my music, social media, you got to post once a day.
Yeah.
People got to get sick of you in order for it to grow. And
I love it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And so now I don't have to. I will try to post whenever I'm going to be out and about and going places. And I do make it a point to, like, stop at both, like, local restaurants that I support as well as, like, trying new ones and trying to do my part as an individual, in addition to as the group owner, in terms of like drawing attention to these great local businesses that we have, because Madison is pretty spoiled for so many of the local businesses we have. And it really can make or break a local business sometimes getting good social media engagement. So I definitely try to post as much as I can. But I don't have to post as much now because it's gotten to be the point where if I don't say anything, the group will still have, you know, 50 posts in a day.
That was like my next question was, what drives people to comment and interact so much with Madison Foodie?
Well, I mean, the first thing is food is the universal language, just like music.
Mm, yes.
You know, it's food is the only thing that we really have, like, strong preferences on that we also need to live, you know? Because, like, everybody needs oxygen, but, like, yeah. we don't really discuss, like, what kind of oxygen we're going to breathe today, you know? And you know, anything else that we need to live, sleep, you know, we can talk about our pillows and our mattresses, but the reality of it is the one thing that we need to live that's also like a recreational thing, it's also a thing that you can have really strong opinions about, it's also an art, is food. So everybody has a strong opinion about food. Mm-hmm. And so that's the number one reason why I think that there's always going to be an opinion, you know? Yeah. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah, and it's passion, right? It's personal.
Yeah.
You know, people always have an opinion, and it's not the same. Yeah, you know, you can have a dish, Rocker may love it. I might go, you know.
Well, you know, my favorite is Doughboy's Pizza, and they are big, they hit big on your page. They get a lot of publicity both ways on Madison Foodie. What's their secret?
So Doughboy's is a relatively new, small local pizzeria. It's a father and son operation. They're very active on social media, which is good. And because they've been active on social media, we've gotten to see kind of the genesis of their business and as they've grown and as they've kind of gotten over some hiccups and they've had some problems because of the fact that they're posting and people are posting about them, we get to see kind of what things are going for them publicly. So when something, you know, lots of things happen in the first couple years of a small business that can go right or go wrong, but they've been in the unique position where people have seen those things. And then they also are very active in responding to a lot of the posts and reviews online, which can be a double-edged sword as well. But for the most part, it's good because it keeps your name in front and it keeps the engagement. And then, you know, for the most part, their product has been consistently excellent. They have definitely, you know, any new business, any small business is going to struggle with consistency, but they've had enough solid landings that when people post pictures, 75% of those pictures look amazing.
That's true.
And I can't speak for anybody else. Me personally, I've met them, I've interacted with them. I like, you know, interacting with small business owners that we can just have a chat and like, yes. you know, even if we don't agree about everything that like we can BS back and forth and stuff like that. And they're definitely that those kind of people you can engage with them. Actually, one thing I want to shout out about them since you brought them up, out of any of the small businesses that I've seen posting in that group, they have been more generous in terms of like when I have been there, they're always giving away food to people that walk yes. in and say, I don't have enough money. They've offered like anybody in the group that has a complaint, they're like, come by, we'll feed your whole family. Somebody who's an active member of this of the same group lost their child, and then Doughboys was like, hey, just tell them, anybody in the family, if they need food these next couple weeks, just place an order with us. It's on us. You know, and I don't know if people see that. I'd like to think that's one of the reasons they're getting so much engagement, but it might not be. But either way, that's good karma for them.
That is, and you're absolutely right. I've seen that multiple times that they've helped people out. Hey, what is the future of Madison Foodie?
That's a great question, and I don't really know because I'm not sure how much it can grow. And like I said, this isn't my first rodeo at social media. You have stuff that keeps being more and more successful. You have stuff that kind of plateaus, and then you have stuff that kind of stops working out the blue. And I'm just kind of it's one of the many things that I'm just excited to see what happens to it, and it could be great. It could be even greater going forward. I hope it'll be one of those things that kind of plateaus and becomes like a standard around Madison that just is a thing that people can reference, like Isthmus or like Maximum Inc. or like, you know, anything yeah. else.
Iconic.
Yeah. But we'll see. You know, there's really no telling, especially because every time you have something that's successful on social media, then things change, like Twitter to X and all the things that's changed there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. all it takes is Mark Zuckerberg to decide he's going to ruin it for everybody, you know? And it's so like I said, I don't want to make any predictions, but I hope that it will continue to be an asset and a resource both to small businesses in the area as well as people who are hungry.
That is awesome. I love the Facebook group. Go to Facebook, look up Madison Foodie. How do we keep up with Dan Spiffy Newman and Madison Foodie online?
Well, I mean, so for me personally, social media is also the easiest way. And depending on what you can see, I've got an Instagram, I've got a TikTok, I've got a Twitter, but I don't post much there. You can follow my personal Facebook, my music Facebook, or my ceiling fan Facebook. So you can get whatever you want to get. Although honestly, I think the social media that I'm the most active on is YouTube. I post a lot of music on YouTube. I post a lot of other content on YouTube. So, but just Dan Spiffy Newman anywhere on social media. And then yes, absolutely. If you want to join Madison Foodie, that's all you got to type into Facebook. I think it's like facebook.com/group/Madison Foodie and join. And everybody's welcome. You don't even have to be in Madison. As long as you're posting something that's relevant to the people of Madison, we'd love to have you.
Dan Spiffy Newman, Madison Foodie, thank you so much for coming into Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocker. It's good to see you as always.
And you know what? We have a song from you that you brought in, and we didn't even know the name, so we're calling it Go With Oregon.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this.
So I have a couple production teams that I work with. This is a production team out of L.A., and we will just make music, and then we'll shop it around to different artists or different, you know, people that would be interested. Like I said, we've had some on some movie soundtracks. We've actually have a few songs that the Harris campaign is using and just a few other things. And so we just make music, me and the other people in this production team, and we... and then we shop it around. And so the songs that I sent you are not like finished songs. They're just music that we would shop around to different artists or different, you know, other people that would need music. Like I said, talked about the movie, you know, directors and things like that. And then once somebody buys it, then we would finish it with them in mind. So this is kind of a rough track, instrumental track that actually was intended for an artist that, went a different way, and I really liked it, so I just wanted to share it with you.
Oh, that's fun. Well, we're going to call it Go With Oregon. This is Dan Spiffy Newman, Madison Foodie. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do. Working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio Rocker, you know, I got to tell you, it has been an amazing night tonight, and it's all brought to you by our sponsors like Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located in North Gate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017.
You know, Rob, we just heard Kaylin Cole, and you know, she has changed her name now. She goes as Kaylin Cole and Thunder Guns.
And Thunder Guns.
They're down in Nashville, but of course, she's from Baraboo. She will be back in Wisconsin playing at the Black Saddle Tavern in Green Bay on October 11th and November 1st. It's a Nashville trio, Kaylin Cole, Julielle, and Alex Bennett. They'll be at the Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. So make sure you catch her when she comes back from Nashville.
Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. More Max Inc. Radio and local music across Wisconsin right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Mino and the mayor. It happened this morning.
Again.
You guys walked in, and I didn't notice, but right away, Jim noticed you both were wearing shirts that were very similar. Jim had a salmon shirt on, and yours is a little bit more to the red side.
A little more burgundy-ish.
Yep.
Rose.
Yep.
Rose, yeah.
And so Jim actually changed his shirt.
Yes. I'm like, I'm changing.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISF. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.